Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay.
The sound is out there.
It's up there. All right.
What is up, you guys?
Welcome back to another episode of Everything Sucks, Drink Wine.
I'm Vi.
And I'm Aria. And we're actually sitting next to each other for the first time since episode 3.
That's... What?
Yeah. Because we did record episode 4 in person, but we lost the audio file. So
ever since then, we've been remote podcasting.
Well, I guess we did that one mini episode together.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't we? Oh, yeah. We did that one episode when you were here helping me move in and stuff. Yeah.
But that one was very ratchetly record. We had no setup. We literally just plugged a microphone in.
And we're like,
let's go.
We're just going to do this today.
This time, it's the same thing, except now we have my iPhone on a tripod because we're going to record the video.
Bro, today is going to be interesting. I'm sure... We came up with some title saying something sucks, drink wine, because that's all we're doing today is drinking wine.
Yeah.
We should honestly call this one Everything Sucks, Drink Wine.
That's what I was thinking. Because we're literally going to talk about random shit and drink some wine.
I'm excited. Okay.
Me too.
So for context, Aria came here on, when did you come here? On Thursday?
Yeah, last Thursday. Yeah. Oh my God, it's almost been a week.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, cool. But yeah, she came here last Thursday. It was like at night, whatever. Mm-hmm. We ate dinner, and then Friday was when like we had like stuff planned. Like, where did we even start? Yeah.
Well, I guess we just worked throughout Friday. I had a really rough day at work. I was ready to start the drinky drink at probably like 9 a.m. But I didn't.
But you did.
So work people, no worries. There's no drinking involved.
Yeah, no drinking during work hours.
Basically, as soon as I logged off, I was ready to fucking
pop
go.
Off, as we should.
As we should. My friend was also with me.
Yeah.
She drove up here with me, so shout out to Kirthi.
Honestly. Wait, you guys know Kirthi. Kirthi was on our...
Confrontation Sucks, Drink Wine.
Very real pod. Subject.
Yes.
But, that was really fun. So we... The intention was to get to New York early so we can go shopping. Three girls getting ready in a one or a two bed, one bath is not as convenient.
No, especially because we all end work at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't have even like staggered the getting ready.
It's
but
true.
Basically, we were a little bit late too late.
Oh,
to do the shoppy shops.
Late too late to do the shoppy shops.
So we decided to, well, because we also had to drop our stuff off at Mr. Boyfriend's house.
Oh,
Or his apartment, because he wasn't there, and we were going to use that as our New York home base.
Yeah.
Because it's convenient.
Because it was there.
Yeah,
so we dropped some stuff off there, and then we were ready to, what did we actually do? Did we end up going?
We didn't go shopping, but we went to Mad Dog, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Because we wanted something to eat before our reservations for dinner, which were at 9. Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Yes. There we go. I was like, we had a timeline, and I don't remember what for. But yeah, we
there you go. That makes
reservations
sense.
For dinner at 9. It was too late to shop, but too early to eat because it wasn't 9, obviously.
Obviously.
So we just decided to go to Mad Dog, where we got some margaritas. They were good.
Oh, very good.
They were very
I would
good.
Definitely say.
And the guac, excellent. Oh,
God.
So
that hit the damn fucking spot. That was amazing. That guac, okay. It was a full thing. We also like definitely got the spicy one. I think we all went in on the first bite with a
shit ton of Gillette's.
And it was difficult. But then after, oh God, that place was so good. Okay. And
so
then
I was already a little bit feeling it because I was like, I was
so
in
was
the
I.
mood to get drunk.
Yeah.
Like I entered that being like, I'm going to be drunk.
Let's get drunk. Yeah. No, I completely agree. I was too. Like, I think so after that, when we did, where did we go? After that, we went directly to dinner, which was at Thai Villa.
Shout out to Thai Villa.
So good.
I love that place.
Bro.
We got hushed at Thai Villa, which made me angry. Some old white man was like,
the audacity.
The caucasity. We were sitting in the upstairs, where there's literally two tables up there. Just our table and their table.
Honestly.
And they were also not being quiet.
No, they were being like normal level of noise, which is what we were making.
Exactly.
And so I don't know. It was a bit much. But anyway, so like also we kind of rushed through dinner because then we decided we wanted to go out and it was like the time was really like I don't know.
There was no reason to rush, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, we could have just definitely.
We could have just eaten.
I know. But we packed our shit, yeah, paid the bill, and we left. Then we went to Mr. Boyfriend's house. Mm-hmm. And then somehow, also context, we had another drink at Tybilla. So we're getting there. We're tipsy. Yeah.
I don't know if any of you guys follow me on Instagram, but if you don't, you should get on that.
You should.
And if you haven't seen it, I posted this potato egg photo of the three of us. Oh, and in the middle, God, I tagged Mr. Boyfriend being like, where are you? That's the level of drunky drunk we were. How? By the time we didn't eat dinner.
Oh, that's okay. There you go. Yeah. It was empty stomach drinking. Mm-hmm. We had some chips before we left. We were so hungry. We really should have eaten.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Because what did we have for lunch that day?
I had oatmeal, but you guys had No. We had leftover pasta.
Oh, yeah. We had leftover. Yeah.
So, anyways,
we were empty tanked.
It was not great. Yeah. we're just But yeah, no. So then we got there, and then we somehow convinced all of Mr. Boyfriend's roommates to come out with us.
Yeah.
Also, Mr. Boyfriend is in Houston right now.
We were invading his apartment without him there.
Yep.
And his roommates were just chilling.
They were really nice about it.
So nice about it.
Because he also, so he lives in a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, basically.
Yeah.
And then, so there's 3 other roommates. And so we invaded their space.
We
and
doubled
took
the
up,
people in that apartment.
Oh my gosh, yeah, in 2 seconds. But yeah, so we were staying in Jay's. Well, not that night. We were staying in Jay's. The next day we were supposed to
yeah, stay. But the plan was we were supposed to go shopping. So the outfits that we wore were conducive for shopping.
Not to go
and
out.
And not for going out. So that's why we needed to drop our stuff off.
Okay, now everything
makes
sense to me too.
So we could switch into going out clothes. I don't think that ever happened.
No.
I think we just stuck with the fits.
Yeah. I think Girthu changed. Did she? I don't remember. I changed pants. I remember that.
I think I might have changed my shirt.
Okay.
I feel like I did.
Well, we did whatever. So that's why we went back to Mr. Boyfriend's house. Because we were wanting to pregame there. And then we somehow convinced all of his roommates to come out with us. And it was... Oh, bro, okay. Also, we pre-gamed on Angry Orchard
and White Claws.
Standard pack, though.
Standard pack, yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to emphasize that mango was not even a fucking option. We had black cherry, natural lime. What was it? Ruby grapefruit?
Please make it stop. Bro, literally.
Sure was no bueno. Because
if you guys know us, it's mango, White Claw, or die. There's nothing else.
Also, if you're coming to a pregame invited by brown people, you have to bring a mango White Claw. Yeah. That's the safe bet.
It's the safest bet.
Unless you know specifically that these people don't like
fuck with
it.
Or then just do the tropical pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tropical pack. That honestly, anyone who picks standard over tropical, I don't trust them. Mm-mm. I don't trust them.
Me neither. Have no flavor in their lives. They eat chicken with salt and pepper. That's it. That's
shame.
I don't even eat chicken, but I can tell you it's those people. Okay.
Anyway.
So that's where it started.
Yes. So honestly, we haven't drank that much at this point. We had maybe 2 margaritas each.
Yeah.
A drink at Thai Villa. Mm-hmm. And then I think I had probably an Angry Orchard and a White Claw.
Oh.
And then you took some shots though.
Yeah. I barely could get those Angry Orchards because I haven't drank something that tastes like syrup in a long time. So I had
it took me a long time to get through that. The White Claw was easier because it was less potent.
Yeah, it was less going on. Yeah, the Angry Orchard is very good drinks, I would say. I couldn't get through one, and then
I think it took me a half an hour.
Yeah, it literally took me so long, and then I was like, ugh, whatever. And so I'm like, let's do the shots because they had Casamigos, and I'm like, okay, if tequila's happening, it's happening this way and there's no other way.
It was too early for tequila. I couldn't.
I don't know, but I took one or two shots.
That's awesome that you could do it. I just think I'm old as fuck and I can't do it.
And then we started to go, okay?
Yeah, then we went out.
Mm-hmm.
And then
to this some event, yeah.
Yeah. Then it's questionable how many drinks were drunk.
Oh, at the bar?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I have no idea.
That makes it so
ended up,
weird.
I got to the point where I was drinking vodka sodas, and that's when I know that something has gone awry.
Wrong. Yeah.
I fucking hate vodka soda.
Well, that's because they didn't give you the Amaretto Sour.
They didn't, but I could have ordered something else.
Yeah, why did they? Cran? Why couldn't you order a vodka cran?
And that's true. I could have just been like, can you put juice in any liquor and give it to me?
Juice. No, exactly. So that was, I don't know what I was sipping on. We were also trying to wingman the frick out of Jay's roommates.
Oh my God, yeah. And he was not feeling it.
Poor thing. Like,
I think we bullied him a little
bit. Yeah, but he was like really, okay. So like before we say that, I don't think he was like opposed to the fact that we were.
When I say bully, I don't mean like actually bully.
Also, he wasn't like pissed at us at all. Like you can tell when someone's upset. He was just like shy. Yeah. So he's like, I'll sleep with you guys.
One of the girls that we tried to get him to talk to, he thought was very beautiful. Ugh. And he wanted to talk to her, but he didn't because he was shy.
Oh, shy man.
He should have done it. He regretted it the next day, and that's when you know.
That's true. He regretted it sober. So, yeah. Like, regretted not talking to somebody sober. You never get, you always get the opposite. You regret talking to somebody when you're
Yeah, the opposite sober. Always happens. Yeah. You're like, why the fuck did I talk to this?
I swear. Okay, so that was that. And then... Oh man. And then the night somehow went weird.
It got quite weird. Mm-hmm. I think the bottom part of the bar that we were at was like closing or something.
Yeah.
So all of us like convened around the bar for one last round of shots. And I took it and I knew it didn't sit well in me.
Oh no.
And so then I was like, at some point or the other, I'm going to have to eject this.
Oh my God.
In my head, I'm like, when should I eject this?
Yeah,
like,
what is a now, good later, time?
When's a good time? And then I turn around and Bubby's telling the bartender our friendship story. And I'm like, this is a good time. This is going to take at least 10 minutes, at least 20 minutes. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All of our friends are like, no, he doesn't want to hear it. And then I was like, do you want to hear it? And he's like, yeah, sure. Like, absolutely.
Sure.
That was a yes. I was going to tell him my friendship story.
Yeah, it was cute.
I was very drunk.
Yeah, so was I. I excused myself to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I threw up a little bit. Oh. But then one of my friends started knocking on the door and was like, Aria. And I was like, give me 2 minutes. And I was like,
ew.
No, like rinsing my mouth.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's so gross. Okay. Yeah. So then... Bro, I genuinely, when we're upstairs to getting, how?
Shit, we were at the same place the whole time.
The whole time. We literally just went upstairs and we were chilling there. Uh-huh. I don't think we drank more because I don't remember drinking more. We were pretty ready to head out because also like Jay's roommates were not.
Yeah, one of them had left already.
Yeah.
And there were two of them with us. And I feel like at this point, I was getting tired. And because I could feel that shit was getting messy.
Yeah.
And like deep down inside, I was like,
you just know it's time to go home.
But we didn't go home.
Oh, man. Okay. So we sent Jay's roommates home because the one of them was
not even yet.
Really?
Not yet. We're not there yet.
Wait.
We're not there yet.
Just kidding.
We're not there yet. So what had happened was... I was just like standing around, and then all of a sudden my phone goes off, and I'm like, who's calling me at this ungodly hour? What's going on? Look, and it's my friend's boyfriend. I'm like, this never happened. Him FaceTiming me, this shit never happened.
No.
Something's gone
awry. That's
a
problem, yeah.
So I pick up, and he's like, hey, can you hand the phone to Kirthu? And I was like, sure, let me find her.
Oh, shit.
But she was just out and about.
Yeah, she was just she was probably with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, like, I could see her. I just, like, wasn't talking to her.
Anyway.
So, anyway, we gave the phone. Mm-hmm. And apparently, it's because she couldn't, her phone was at a different location than where we were.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Here comes the thievery. The freaking thievery. So, basically, Kirthu's phone was taken by somebody.
By a man. A white man.
A white man.
A white man!
But, so Kirthu's phone was taken by a white man.
Yes.
At this point, we don't know that he's a white man.
We don't even know that his phone is taken. Her phone is taken.
But Karthik found out because he tried to call her. And a white man picked up.
And he was like, who's this? And then Karthik was like, I'm not answering that. Who's this?
So funny.
So silly.
But
after a nice conversation with the strange white man, he found out that the phone was taken to a different apartment.
Oh my gosh.
And then we're like, we all left the bar at this point. I take it upon myself to retrieve this phone.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, okay. But we also were like, what should we do? Geirthu was on the phone with her boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay, at this point, we're pretty fucked up. Yeah. Like, let's not lie about this.
Oh yeah, we're pretty fucked up.
And so
at this point, Bubby and I are trying to be like responsible.
Yeah.
Because we could tell that one of, like, we need to put stay together
yeah.
in order to make it home in one piece.
I agree. I think, like,
it was like a survival mission.
If we had one more drink, we would have been just all belligerent. But at
least, yeah, one more drink, yeah. and I think I would have, like, thrown hands.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, fuck you, because you stole my friend's phone.
Stole a phone. But Ari and I were, like, just able yeah. to, like,
thank God.
Not, oh, yeah, thank God.
Oh, God.
Swear to God.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we decide, the two of us, that we're like, okay, we split up. You go with, so apparently, I don't know how, like, he recognized a purse that the phone was next. Whatever. That's yeah. the whole thing. We're like, Arya, you go with the guys. Mm-hmm. Me and Geirthu, I know this area, will stay, like,
yeah.
because she's going through it. Like, doesn't make sense for everyone to go.
We basically just needed to split the phones mm-hmm. because I had Kirti's location.
Yeah.
And then you were on the phone with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So it was fine. So y'all stayed back. I take the boys.
Because, like, the walking would just not have happened.
It was not yeah. good. Especially because we were walking in the wrong direction for four blocks. Because the place was actually only two blocks away from where we were, but we walked four blocks in the opposite direction. So yeah. we had to walk six blocks to the apartment. And
oh,
so
my gosh.
It was a whole ordeal. But I was navigating like fucking pro. I was like, we go straight and we go this way. When we see CVS, we go.
I swear. Wait. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I probably should have went to go retrieve the phone. Because I know New York a little bit better, and you stayed
put. And also, I know how to take care of you. Yeah,
like, if you just stayed put, it would have been fine.
You know what? It worked out.
Anyways, it worked out.
I went up there. Mm-hmm. I retrieved this phone. I impersonated my friend at this point. Yeah. So I, like, knocked up there. I was like, I'm here to pick my phone up. And then they're like, yeah, we know who you are. Let's buzz you in. And
that's,
I was like,
okay. So funny.
And they didn't have an elevator, so I had to take stairs up. I
was walk.
I made it up there. Belligerently knock on their door.
Oh, no.
And then they're like, oh, hey. And I was like, okay, I'm here to pick up my phone. And yeah. then someone out of nowhere hops into the back and he's like, that's the purse. That's the purse. That's the girl. That's
so stupid.
I was like, okay.
Well, no fucking way. Like, no fucking shit, Sherlock. Yeah. It's so funny. But yeah.
So silly. And then I grabbed the phone and then I was impersonating my friend at this point. So they were like, your boyfriend? Yeah, what a great guy. Tremendous, tremendous guy.
Sorry. Also, we're dog sitting, and I think he's looking for his bowl.
Trying to drink water.
Aw, he's looking for his bowl. You continue telling your story.
So basically, the men at the apartment were like obsessed with Karthik at this point because they're like, what a great guy. He's all the way in Arkansas and he's tracking this phone down. So tremendous. And the word tremendous was used so too many times. Like, I've never heard it used that much. But
I swear.
It's all good. We retrieved the phone. Mm-hmm. We made it back.
Yes.
And then,
That was fine. But the problem was at that point, we're like, okay, we need to get home. And for some reason, I think we thought about going to like Mr. Boyfriend's, mm-hmm. but we didn't have our stuff. So then,
Next day.
Yeah. So we couldn't have stayed.
There was no way we could have made it back to Hoboken in the morning.
No. So yeah. So that's why we were like, okay, we need to get back to Hoboken. How do we do this? Literally, we're taking Ubers, but like, bro, these Ubers were insanely expensive.
Yeah, and we kept canceling.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Plus, there was a whole another thing of this ugly ass man that we were with that night, who literally just like, we found stranded in the subway. Not stranded, but he like left us for dead, basically.
He was with us the whole time.
Yeah.
And he should have cared to take us home.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, the context in which he was there, he should have put in more effort than roommates, but he didn't.
But he didn't.
Because we had to literally, like, tell Jay's roommates to go back, like, don't worry about it. Because, like, they have no sense of responsibility
absolutely
for us.
Not.
Like, they...
Yeah.
They have no...
They're reason. Not, like, affiliated with any of us. Also, mm-hmm. like, for context, Jay's roommates also, like, one of his roommates stayed up the next day when we were going out. Like, we didn't even go out that night.
Because it was, like, during, like, the hurricane.
That's true. And he stayed up to make sure we were okay. So those are the type of people. They are very, very nice.
So sweet.
And so
and
we're like,
this ugly-ass man.
Yeah, this ugly-ass man. Shit. Ugh, what a terrible guy. So yeah, he like for, that was a whole nother thing. We were also very pissed because we found him like sitting on the ground of the subway station,
leaning up against a column. Like, you know how many surfaces you were touching?
That's so disgusting. Nasty. And he was just like waiting for the train. Like, can you use Google Maps to figure out when it is? No, apparently you just have to go right now and leave us whatever.
Even though we were going to evidently to the same train station.
I swear. Mm. We left. Yeah, and then that station. Then one of us had to pee really bad.
Really badly.
So
we went like bathroom street peeing searching, happened. But we couldn't find a bathroom. So a little bit of, oh, hi Winston.
Aww.
What's up, buddy?
He's trying to, okay, for if you guys are not watching the video, Winston is like come up between us. I think he wants like love and attention. So we're also going to pet him right now. But okay, so that's like everything that was happening. And it was like too much. We were just doing too much.
It was too much. We finally made it home by like probably like 5:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And then Bubby and I made grilled cheeses, but we put Gouda cheese in it. And Gouda and grilled cheese is not a good combo.
It was disgusting. Oh, why is he dancing? What's going on? Maybe I'll pick him up. Yeah. Hold on.
Let him join the pod.
Come. This is so funny because we don't edit our episodes anymore. Yeah. You guys are going to get all of this, the tea.
It's more authentic.
Winston, you want to say hi?
You want to say hi?
He doesn't want to say hi.
Does he want food again?
No, bro. There's no way. Anyways, okay. So then we woke up the next morning. I was probably still drunk.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's licking my face. I don't like face licks. Dog.
Oh, God.
Jumping. Oh, he really wants love. Yeah. Okay, anyways. We can talk from here, I guess.
Oh, just dude. We can probably...
It's fine. Okay. We can just continue this way, because as long as I'm around him, he's okay.
Okay.
But yeah, so what... Okay.
Yeah, so we got back.
Yeah.
We made grilled cheeses. We went to bed. Mm-hmm. We woke up. Kirtu was, I think, also a little bit drunky. You were a little bit drunky.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I was just, like, tired.
Yeah. What, the night before?
No, the next day.
Oh, yeah, the next day.
The next day. I was just, like, pretty tired. Mm-hmm. And then we somehow made it to brunch on time. That was a whole fucking ordeal. Everything that could have gotten wrong trying to get to the brunch place did. Like, we missed the trains. It took too long.
Oh, my gosh.
The door wouldn't open to Mr. Boyfriend's apartment.
Oh, my God. I lost it at that point.
Yeah.
That was when I had, like, lost my damn mind. Yeah.
It was so bad. And this is a little bit TMI. I started my period in the middle of the train. I had to do a whole fucking
outfit change.
I had no period supplies. We had to just, like, make shift between us.
Oh, my gosh. That's so
because
true.
We didn't have time.
To like, do everything. Because also, if we like miss this reservation, we would have like been charged $30 or something per person.
Something
absurd. Yeah. Like, might as well just go. So yeah.
We show up there and then we fix ourselves. Like, it's fine.
I needed to shit so bad, dude. I remember like it was like post-alcohol shit too. Uh-huh. Like, you know that's bad.
That's
like,
a bad one.
That's a bad one. So like I needed to shit so bad. What is he doing? He also smells like butt. Dog smells
He's
like
been
butt.
Smelling butts all day.
I swear. Sorry. But, I'm like switching between talking about the pod and then this. So yeah, it's like shit so bad. So we're just taking care of all of that there. That was the type of weekend.
But once we got to brunch, everything was great.
Everything was okay.
Everything
yeah.
was great. You know, the food was fantastic.
The vibes
were so great. I didn't realize how much I missed. So we went to like a brown brunch place.
Yeah.
And then like I forgot how much I love like bopping to brown music.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I know. I think that like transformed our moods. Yeah.
It really did. And then they made these like mango shots, which were so good. Bro, I have had shots so painlessly since like freshman year.
Oh my gosh.
It was like maza with like tequila and like some type of like chaat masala mixed in. It was so good. I think I probably had at least like four.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know. We had so many.
It was Oh, and these were shots after brunch where we were having like normal like mimosas pictures, and stuff like that.
Whatever. That is so funny. Yeah. Also, if you guys are watching this video, I'm fully holding this baby. Like, it's like a baby. I don't know what he's just going through it. He's like,
I think he just misses
felt lonely. Luna. I think he also like, I think what it was, like we were talking So we felt like we were probably talking to somebody, like, or are we talking amongst ourselves? Right. So probably
maybe
like,
he just felt left out.
Give me the potty. Yeah, he definitely felt left out. Look at him.
Sorry, Winston.
Oh, I know. He's definitely like, he's not a cuddly dog.
No, but he's been cuddly since dinner.
I swear, yeah.
Yeah,
I
something know. Happened.
Okay. that was our weekend, and it was really, really fun, but it was a little lot.
Chaotic, but it was chaotic. That's how it should be.
Yeah, and which is just a puppy weekend, you know? Yeah. That's so funny. Okay.
Oh, shit. This has been a 25-minute blur.
Holy shit. Okay. We were going to do some wine tasting, so let's do it.
Let's taste some wine.
Let's taste some wines.
So basically, this wine testing is going to be like Hoboken's local wines under $15. Mm-hmm. So Bubby and I just
went to... But not like Hoboken grown, because obviously there's not no Hoboken. Vineyards.
Hoboken bought in.
Yeah. So Hoboken stores.
Yeah.
So we went and like we would ask like... he's like wanting to kiss faces today. I don't know what's going on.
We don't... I feel like he can kiss me anywhere but my face.
Not my face.
Just not the face.
I can't deal with it. But okay. So we went to 3 different wine stores in Hoboken. We asked the people that were running them or owning them what their favorite wine under $15 was.
So we came back with 1 white and 2 reds.
Yeah. Because I feel like... So one of the guys said, like the owner of one of the places said... Red wine is real wine, so take that as you will.
He also said red wine is more wine.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. Red wine is more wine, not more wine, yeah. So, I'm fucking ready. Right. I don't know if we're going to put this down or what the hell is going to happen with Winston, but he can chill on this chair.
Yeah.
So he feels a little bit but more a part of the party, because I have no issue standing.
There we go.
Nice. He's now on the table. Okay. He's pretty chill as a dog in general. So he's, I don't think he's going to knock shit done. Yeah.
He's a very lax dog.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't so when we eat food, he doesn't really like eat it. He'll definitely stare at you the entire time.
Oh, now he's smelling. I'm like, are you a podcaster, Winston?
We're in the podcast. You're so cute. Okay. Okay. We sound so stupid. This is like the funniest episode.
Okay, so let's start with the white.
Okay.
I think.
Bubby going to take care of all of this?
Yes, I am. Okay. So how should we do this? Should I?
Okay. So what we were thinking is to guess the region or rate the wine based off of what we think the rating should be.
Let's DIY our own Vivino.
Oh yeah,
and then see how we compare. It's gonna be so bad.
Oh, he is sniffing the wine. Okay, that is alcohol and grapes. Those are not good for you at all, boss.
Mr.
Wiener Dog.
Okay,
not a wiener dog. But
so this one is.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Falangia Gina
Del Sano.
Girl, this is not a taste. We're just gonna be fucked up after this tasting. That's fine. Okay. Okay, cheers. Also, if you guys hear sniffing on the mic, it is the dog, okay?
It's just Winston. Yeah. No worries, cheers. Not me.
Okay. Ooh, give it a little.
A little swirly
swirl. Have we talked about the 5 S's on this yet? We definitely have.
We probably have. What is it?
Okay. It is C, so you're going to look, you're going to find like a point of light and look at the wine. What you're looking for is, I guess, colors, most reds, or like colors of whites. Is it yellower or is it whiter?
It's pretty yellow.
Pretty yellow, I would say. then we're also looking for, what's it called, apparently, like legs. This one has like no legs.
This one, so it's a very thin wine.
It's a very thin wine. Apparently legs don't mean anything.
For quality.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Someone told me that thicker it is, the better quality wine it is.
Bullshit. I think that just means there's more alcohol, right?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently. But anyways, okay. And then C, smell. No, C, spin or stir.
Well, spin is the thing that gives you the legs, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So it's C, spin. So, okay.
Okay.
And then you take a smell.
Fruity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very fruit. Oh, yeah. We have to do tasting notes.
It's very fruit forward.
Forward. Okay. What fruits are we feeling?
Citrus.
There's just too much going on. The next door neighbors are playing karaoke. Sounds like. I don't know what's going on. Okay. I'm smelling white peach.
That's smells grapes.
Okay, grapes. Then the next ones are sip and savor.
I think Definitely there's some citrus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sip. Okay. That's much sweeter than I thought it was.
That is a lot sweeter than I thought it was.
Okay. Then the last one is savor. So you let it sit in your mouth. Which we didn't do at all. So.
Oh, you just let it sit? You don't swallow? The last S is not swallow?
It's savor. To like the taste palette you get. So it is like just... It's, you know, like the feeling that makes your mouth like salivate? Mm-hmm. What is that? Like, that's happening much more than it usually does. Maybe I just like wine, so my body's like, oh, yes.
I don't think I've ever salivated for wine. That's your own personal S. I just
salivate. Really like it. Okay.
So, Vivino, how does it go? Rating?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Also, the wine's name is... Wait, no, I didn't say it already. Falaghina del Sannio. Dop. What does DOP mean? I don't know. It's from Gennare Vineyards. Or Gennare.
Or Hanare.
Hanare.
We don't know.
One of those.
We'll put it in the description if you guys are very curious about it. I think this was probably... This one was, I want to say,
oh, yeah, $12. This was the last one. Okay. Interesting. I'm pulling up the Vivino.
Okay. Wait. We haven't
like made our own. Oh, okay. Yet.
Okay. So rating, I know this one, so I'm not gonna say it.
Oh shit. Oh yeah. But what would you rate it? What's your personal rating?
Well, hold on. Let me savor another sip.
Bruh, how much wine? Well, at least we have different glasses for the reds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll pour less for the second red. Mm-hmm. Okay. I would probably rate this like a 3.6.
Okay. 3.6. Let's get closer to the mics. Okay.
3.6.
Wow, this is gonna be a lot of like strange editing.
Ratchet pod ever.
Yeah, I'll figure out what to rate it. Yeah,
I don't hate it, but I wouldn't like. I like it.
This is a really good wine for when you're between a Pinot Grigio and getting to a Sav region, like. I feel like...
You know what I would use this wine for? Like a batch night.
Yeah.
This is like a girls' night, yeah. Batch night kind of vibe.
I agree. Wine. It's like a much, like... It's not super sweet, but it is sweet at like first glance almost. Mm-hmm. And then it turns into like a regular, like, Sav.
Yeah. Yeah. You could easily kill this wine bottle in like a sitting.
Yeah.
It's a killable wine, which is why I wanted the killable wine. Because it's like you can binge through it for the night.
Plus, it's a good price, so you definitely can do that.
Exactly.
Alrighty. Okay.
Okay. Mm. And then I'm going to say there's going to be...
You said 3.6.
3.6.
I'm going 3.5. But that's what I'll do. Okay.
Okay.
Are we pulling it up now?
Yeah, let's pull it up. Let's pull it up. I don't think I have notes. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I had, what's it called?
I said citrus.
Very nice. My cousin stays very active on Vivino.
Shout out to him. I love that, because I would trust his wine ratings.
Oh, of course. He also lives in Florence, so for content. Not Florence, fucking Georgia. Florence, like, Italia. Okay. Rated a 3.8.
Oh, we didn't guess the region.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess.
There's no way. I'm not very, this is some Spanish region.
It's Italy.
Okay. Great value for money.
Among top 7% of all wines in the world.
Ooh, that's a pretty good sign. Okay, I think Winston wants to come down. Okay. Let's see.
I think he's bored of us now.
Yeah, he's like, I've had enough human time.
Okay. Oh my God, look at this. Citrus beach. We nailed it. Bub. Y'all, we are pros.
Amazing at this game. Okay.
Okay.
There's also hints of honey, which we said sweet. Yeah. So I will give us that point.
We will.
Minerals. Apparently, and stone.
It's dry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't agree with that.
My fucking island is dying. Okay. That's fine. Okay. You guys know us, and you guys know nothing in this household goes smoothly. Okay. So I would say we did an 8 out of 10 good job.
Yes. I agree. I think we hit the big points.
The big point. Oh yeah. The peach and the citrus,
I
would agree. Okay.
Okay. Rest. Now we're moving on to the reds.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Also, if we are speeding up this episode, it's because this dog, I don't have a dog, and this is my friend dog. I don't want him to bark or be upset at any point.
Is this a whiskey glass?
Yes. I don't have another.
Oh, no, we're fine. I was just like, this feels so much smaller.
The wine glass, absolutely.
But it's like the right shape.
I think so too. Here, pour yourself.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out if whatever this is on the
this
inside.
This perfect tasting glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm so scared you're going to pour a whole glass again.
It's a habit.
It's a habit.
The glug, 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 glug is just such a nice rhythm.
I swear.
I think this is also too much.
I think this is a normal tasting.
I'm gonna. That is like not a tasting.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay. It's just gonna spill now.
No, it won't.
We're gonna have alcohol grapes on the floor, and this dog is gonna be like.
Okay, this is fair enough.
At the vet. No, he won't.
We're being vigilant.
Yeah, we're actually very vigilant for like first time dog owners, part time dog owners.
Baby dog sitters.
Dog sitters. Okay. So this is...
Why am I out of breath?
Oh, yeah. I'm going through a lot. Okay.
Okay.
This is another wine.
This is a red wine. It's a Spanish red wine, so I'm assuming it's from Spain.
It's Spain region.
Fermina?
Fermina.
Fermina?
Maybe. Made with organic grapes.
Organic grapes.
This is an organic
wine. And then, just a fun fact, it has a picture of a dragon burning...
Some skewers
that a lady is holding. Yeah. So I'm assuming there will be spice.
Ooh, I'm kind of excited.
All right, so see.
All right, see, spin. Oh, yeah, see in the light, I guess. Very, very light colored red. Like yeah. You would expect a red to be a little more like darker. Here it's like you can almost, it's almost pink, like maroon. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it seems pretty thin as well.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting any
not very
legs.
Leggy.
Yeah. Okay.
Smell.
Whoa.
This also smells pretty fruit forward.
Yeah, this smells delicious. Holy shit. Okay.
Why does my chair? I think I don't know how to sit.
Your chair going through it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like barely sitting on it.
I'm going to stand now. Okay. Sit.
I'm trying. Wait. Before you, what are you smelling? I smell alcohol, to be honest.
Maybe like plum.
Hand on my heart. I was going to say plum. Okay. So it's
plum.
We're getting plum.
Maybe like a rose. Berry.
Yeah.
The dark fruits.
All the dark fruits. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That hit the back of my throat very weirdly. Okay, hot take. No, we're not sponsored by anything from any of these options. This tastes like glorified water.
I'm trying to, I was like, it smells like wine, but I can't really taste anything.
And we tasted the last one, and it tasted like something, so we don't have COVID, just letting you know.
Yeah. We also had spicy-ass Thai curry today.
Oh.
Yum.
Was good. Yeah, I'm getting nothing.
I'm getting a
whole lot of nothing.
I mean, if you don't like red wines and you still want to drink red...
This is glorified water with, like, hella heavy tannins at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's so tannic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would you rate it?
Like a 3.2.
Yeah. I'm giving it a 3. I'm always like 0.2 less than you. I don't know why.
Less than you are 0.1.
Huh? Just kidding.
I think I just like to give a little buffer.
Yeah, I'm like I room just, for improvement.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm getting
it's very tannic
at the
end.
A whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
That was
it doesn't
not
taste
good.
Like anything until the end.
Okay. Oh shit.
3.7
on Vivino.
Top. Oh! In Valencia.
Okay.
Wait, Valencia is in Italy, right?
Yeah. Oh no. It's Spanish. It's a Spanish red. Yeah.
Spain.
Valencia, Spain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Geography.
It's from Italy, right?
America's taught me well. Hey, we said none of these things.
Okay, wait. I've never seen cola as a tasting note before. That's really interesting. And baking spice, like nutmeg?
It says cinnamon. I didn't get any cinnamon in here. Pepper and sage? God, no.
No.
It's so not wait. Even that tannic on the scale.
Okay, somebody said oaky.
That's a lie.
It's not oaky. I attribute like a Merlot to oakiness.
Me too. Yeah. This is like as far from a Merlot
as you can get. I agree.
Great smoky natural red. Mm. Huh? Mm. Do you think we just don't find it smoky because we...
It's really light.
It is light.
Pair it with spicy. I can see that.
Usually you pair whites with spice.
Yeah, but this is as light as a white.
Yeah, but it's
what they're trying to say. Yeah. A great value for $13, which I would agree. It's pretty good, not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Plus, like, this one, yeah, this one was...
You could kill...
Actually, this one was $14.98.
Oh.
Or $93, whatever.
So this was the most expensive.
That was the most expensive. I would not say it was worth it.
No. Mm-mm. I do think that this is still a killable bottle. So if that's what you're going for.
Oh, so killable. The only thing is that's like you would salivate your entire
night. Yeah. The tannins are real.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know how I was feeling about them. I'm going to pour this one off camera.
Okay, yes, because the owner of the store that we purchased this at recommended that we decant it before trying to kind of air it out. This seemed like the most like knowledgeable person about, or at least they like explained the most knowledge about wine.
Yeah.
So he gave us like a full like rundown on how we should prepare this, I guess you could say. Sorry, I'm getting really distracted because I'm watching Bubby like pour the wine out of like a dubba, like a literal dubba, because we don't have decanters.
We don't. I need to get a decanter. If you guys have what air feeling nice, please send me one. But okay.
Light.
Look. No. See. Light. Look. No. See. Okay. Whoa.
This one's dark.
She dark.
It's like a, this looks like the thickness of what I would expect in like a Pinot Noir.
Oh yeah. Okay. We're going to do a swirly swirl.
Not many legs.
Yeah. Not a lot of legs. Oh wait.
This has more.
A little bit more. Yeah.
But not like as many legs as you would see in like a Merlot or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're going to do a little smell now.
Oh.
Whoa.
This has smells.
This smells like spices and smoke.
This definitely has black fruit.
I would agree.
Black cherry, blackberry.
Whoa, I'm smelling like
maybe
like masala. Like it's really
cinnamon.
Do you smell like spice?
I think it's cinnamon.
Whoa, that's very interesting. Okay.
You think we're smelling it because we put the cinnamon one in the same glass? Mm-hmm,
okay. But it is much spicier than the other one was.
Yeah.
So this, true. There is something. Okay.
Okay.
Sip.
Hmm.
Whoa. That was like gone.
Yeah. This one has more of like a forefront flavor. Like when you first sip it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, and then you take it down and it's like... gone.
Zero.
Which is the opposite
of the last one.
Yeah, the last one, it tasted like nothing at the beginning, and then you got like this like big just like tannic feeling.
Whoa. Okay, wait. We didn't tell you guys what it was. So it's Vin Vat de Bordeaux. Look at my French.
Wow.
Chateau Luby.
The 2017 Bordeaux.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this probably like a 3.5.
Actually, don't mind it.
3.6. What did I rate the white one?
Sorry, I went down the wrong pipe. 3.6.
Okay, then I rate this a 3.5. I think I like the
white one better. I think I'll rate this a... Hold on, one more sip. I don't know. The unfortunate thing is there's not much going on.
Yeah.
Like, just based off of how the guy was, like, communicating with us.
He said like, it was, like, a very, like, complex flavor.
Yeah.
And I think it didn't meet the expectations Mm-mm. that I had held for this, and I think that's why I'm rating it a bit lower. Because like it's a really good wine, like yeah. for the price that it was. I think this was like what, $12?
Yeah,
like it's really insane. Good for like a $12 wine.
That's true. He also said like this, like some people will hate it or some people will love it.
I don't hate it or love it.
Hate it. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't know. There's no strong emotion I'm feeling towards
yeah.
it. Yeah. I'm saying it's nothing like I've ever tried before. The beginning, so the front, like the flavor that we're getting, I think it's very Chianti-esque. It's like a deep red spicy mm-hmm. flavor, and then it just trickles down into,
you know, like nothing. That fuzzy feeling that you get on your tongue whenever mm-hmm. you drink like a red.
Mm.
I'm not getting that, and I think that's why I feel like unsatisfied at the end.
Gotcha. Oh, it's not as like, okay, maybe we just like everybody wines.
Yeah. I mean, didn't you? Yeah. We start, like, I think the first red wine I ever liked was a Merlot, and I feel like that's kind of whack.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I don't know why I think we like wines that don't have like a light thing to it. Yeah. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even the first like white wine I liked mm-hmm. was a Pinot Grigio. I feel like that's kind of fucked up too.
Oh yeah.
I feel like everyone's definitely. Like Moscato.
Moscato.
As it should be.
Yeah.
You should like Moscato first.
Yeah. No, that would make more sense. But yeah. us like we went the opposite. Okay. The first white I ever liked was a Pinot Grigio.
Right. Because it's agree. Like it's light.
Yeah. It was from Roble. Vineyards in Napa Valley.
Very nice.
We went there. It was really good. So.
Apparently, wines from California are more like fruit forward. So you probably had a more fruit forward Pinot. Fruit
forward. Okay. We're pulling up the Vivine.
What was your rating?
A 3. Whoa, shit. I forgot to rate. 3.4.
3.4.
What did I? Okay.
You're always going one lower than me.
Yeah. One or two. Okay. So this one is the Bordeaux 2017.
Oh, 3.5. Oh, shit.
Sorry. Yeah,
Vivine.
3.5 on Vivino, so we're not completely off. It is giving earthy leather.
Dark flute plum, black currant.
There you go.
Look at me.
Look at me. You. Look at you. Yeah, somebody said yeasty, which is a little weird. Oh, they said white, not bad. That's really...
Soft Bordeaux, easy to drink. Very surprising for a Bordeaux. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree. Perhaps unfairly juxtaposed next to a malt, whatever. they fucking gave us a fucking lecture. Good value for money. Give it time to breathe. It's more robust fruit.
Oh.
We did give it time to breathe. We gave it like half an hour.
Yeah, maybe that's why we tasted stuff at the beginning.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think it's like Bordeaux. I was expecting much more of a body.
Me too. To Bordeaux's wine. Are usually like heavier bodied, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very true. I think that's what also threw me off.
Yes. But, oh, man.
Okay.
All right. There's a bunch of wines, a bunch of water, like glasses. There was a dog on the table. It's quite an evening.
It's quite an evening.
This is what happens when we record a podcast in person together.
This is why we are long distance best friends, because this is not sustainable.
It's chaos, always. Only the best types of chaos, only.
Exactly.
But all right, guys.
Hope you guys like this kind of chaotic, kind of interesting, a little bit different kind of episode we got going on today.
We usually won't have a dog around, so don't worry about that little break in our story.
Yes, and next week we will be back to Zencaster Long Distance
Unfortunately.
Vibes, so sucks for us, but probably better for you guys, because those episodes are usually a lot cleaner.
They're more streamlined.
Yes, certainly. Anyway.
All right, friends.
Well, that's a wrap on this week's episode. As always, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to drop a like, a comment, and a rating. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
And also follow us on the social medias, because we do post stupid stuff on the Instagrams that we will refer to. So those are all in the descriptions as well.
Yes.
And okay, bye.
All right, guys. We will see you guys
next week.
Bye.